What started as a bet between billionaires has become a reality. In Jamestown, north of Adelaide, the world's largest lithium-ion battery is officially up and running. Built at South Australia's Hornsdale Wind Farm, the Tesla Energy Storage System was launched on Friday, more than a month ahead of deadline. South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill was on site to unveil the giant battery.
It has decidedly made South Australia the place that is leading the nation and leading the world in the development of renewable energy technology.
The 100-megawatt lithium-ion battery is more than three times the size of the world's current largest storage facility. Tesla chief executive Elon Musk pledged to build the giant field of power packs connected to the French-owned Neoen wind farm in 100 days, or provide it free of charge. The battery is designed to store renewable energy and provide a backup power supply for South Australia when needed. It was a proposed solution to the state's energy woes after the statewide power outage in 2016. But energy expert Ariel Lieberman says it's difficult to know whether it would have kept the lights on last September.
It may have helped prevent that, but there are some things that no power system can withstand. And what happened September 28 last year was a massive weather event. What the battery will do is provide a little bit of additional support in very extreme events that are primarily might be caused by things like tornadoes coming through, and this could happen to any power system, and particularly South Australia has been susceptible to such things.
Mr. Lieberman believes the battery will play an important role as the country considers its options regarding future energy sources.
I think it's a great idea to get a battery installation of this size going as soon as possible, so we learn how to use these sort of installations to balance supply and demand and help manage frequency and voltage when necessary. Because as we move towards renewables, towards 100% renewables, then we will need actually a lot of these sort of installations. It's crazy to wait until we have, you know, 50% renewables in Australia and then start learning how to put and operate these sort of batteries into the system. You need to get ready in advance.
With South Australia's hopes and expectations high, Premier Jay Weatherill says the facility will be put to the test over the coming months.
If a line's on the ground, there's going to be no transmission of electricity. So that will happen during the course of this summer. But barring those matters, in terms of the broader electricity supply issue, we have a strong degree of confidence that we'll be right this summer.